Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Classified Information Procedures Act. Said as SEPA. That is the fundamental discovery I have from a new column by Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online about what is ahead in the government case against Donald Trump and one other, Mr. Nauta, about the incorrect handling and, in fact, abuse of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, SEPA. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, and Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Andy, I begin with a request for a definition of SEPA. What does it mean in a courtroom? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Thaddeus. SEPA is the Classified Information Procedures Act, and it was enacted by Congress in the second half of the 20th century to deal with an issue that often comes up in cases that involve classified information. Not that we've had a ton of those, but we've had enough of them that we know some of the problems that recur. And one of them is that a defendant will, in order to try to persuade the government either not to prosecute or to drop the case, will often claim that he needs access to classified information in order to mount his defense, and that once he gets access to the classified information, not only claims that he needs more, but claims that he needs to put the classified information that he's been shown in discovery into the case before the jury at trial in order to mount the defense that he intends to put in at the trial. And of course, the government never wants to expose more classified information than is necessary. So the tactic is known as graymail, reminiscent of blackmail. And it's a procedure for the court basically to rule on the admissibility of classified information evidence prior to trial so that everybody knows what has to be declassified. There's one thing I should add here, John. I've been asked from time to time about whether you'll need to get clearances for the jury in a trial of this type. And the answer to that is no, because by the time you get to trial, all of the evidence that's coming in has to be public. We don't have secret trials in the United States. So SEPA is the procedure by which the court identifies what classified information is relevant and then puts the obligation on the government to either declassify it, propose a substitution that's adequate for the defense, or if they can't accommodate the need for the defendant to get a fair trial by getting the necessary information in front of the jury, the court can force the government to drop charges.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Andy, in the present instance, what would be the goal of using a tactic such as graymail?
Well, I think, John, Thaddeus, it would be both delay and to try to persuade the government to drop the case. That's generally what it is. There's also a legitimate purpose. I shouldn't let that fly by because that should be a first order issue, not something I throw in by the by. But the other point of it is to actually get a fair trial. I mean, sometimes you really do need the classified evidence in order to, put things in context for the jury so that the government's evidence can be understood in a different light. The issue in the Mar-a-Lago case is different, I think, than at least the government is going to argue that it's different from the standard espionage type case that you see this kind of issue come up in now and again, in that in most spying or espionage cases, the content of the documents is very important. And therefore, you could see why a defendant would say the jury needs to see other documents in order to understand and to put into context the documents the government wants to offer. Here, The crime is not really the alleged crime is Trump's possession of these documents that should not have been down in Mar-a-Lago. It's not so much what they say or what the contents of them are. It's really more the fact that he had them. So what the government will try to argue to the court is that to the extent the Trump defense says that it needs all kinds of other classified information that it needs to get in front of the jury so that they can understand the case better, the government's going to push back and try to persuade the judge that, you know, no, you don't need to put anything in context because the issue here is not what these documents say. It's the fact that he had them in the first place.
John, if I can follow up on that.
Yes.
So in some ways, this could be an example of trying to attain jury nullification by bringing in other classified documents that seem to be have much more weight to them and gravity to them. Trump's lawyers can make the argument, you see, what the president has really is not that important. And ergo, he should not be. It is just a continuing persecution of the president by his political enemies.
Yes. And I think, Thaddeus, that, you know, if it were a one off, if that were his only argument along those lines, he'd have a tough time making that fly. Because the government would come back and say, look, he doesn't need documents for that purpose. We'll stipulate that there are, you know, lots of other important classified information that the government has that he didn't have, or that, you know, they could work something out in that regard. But I think the point you make is an important one and has to be put in a broader framework, because I think in general, Trump's main defense, if this case were to go to trial, and that's a whole nother can of worms, since all this stuff takes a very long time to work out, this classified information admissibility issue. But Trump's whole defense really is jury nullification. I mean, it starts with the fact that Hillary Clinton committed similar crimes and was not charged. And it continues, you can bank on this, that the Justice Department and no one else is going to charge President Biden with the classified documents that he had in his possession.
Therefore, we come to the revelation that is most significant for the immediate question of the election of 2024. Mr. Trump is well ahead in the polling for the nomination for the Republican Party, but your expectation, gray mail, SEPA, discovery, jury nullification, will continue this trial, this pretrial and anticipation of pretrial for more than a year, and that you do not expect a trial, if it ever happens, before the election of 24. Is that correct, Andy?
That is correct, John. I mean, I would point out that to this day, as we're speaking now, the lawyers for Trump and his co-defendant have not even gotten security clearances yet. They can't even begin the discovery process until the lawyers are cleared. And what we're talking about here is not low, at least in part, is not low-level confidential documents. Confidential is the lowest grade of classified information. These are secret and, in some instances, top secret documents that have additional limitations on who can have access to them, which means some of them, at least, are the highest level of classified documents, which means you're going to have the most exacting background check before somebody, a lawyer, can get clearance to them. And I would think you would need to get four or five or more lawyers in this case cleared so that they can proceed.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, Andy, this is all known well ahead of time by the Justice Department that these would necessarily delay the proceedings. So when you look at it, you can make the argument that they are more than happy to see Republicans feeling the need to rally around the persecuted president so that he will, in fact, be the nominee who they can then have the most chance of running against. So to some extent, the Democrats are having their cake and eating it, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's always been the point here, Thaddeus. So along those lines, I would throw one other thing into the mix, which is Jack Smith, the special counsel, is not finished yet. In addition to having brought this indictment, he's also continuing to investigate whether Trump ought to be charged somehow in connection with January 6th, really in connection with the overall effort to undo the 2020 election, all the Stop the Steal shenanigans. I don't think he's going to bring charges on that. Now, other people disagree. I mean, I saw something a couple of weeks ago that said that Bill Barr is now of the mind that he thinks that that Smith is probably going to charge Trump in that connection. I still think it. I still think he probably won't. But I think we should remember whether he does or he doesn't. He's a special counsel, and unlike other prosecutors, a special counsel gets to write a report. So in the middle of this campaign mix, along with everything else, all these litigations that we're talking about, I expect that the Democratic special counsel is going to drop that bomb sometime during 2024.
Speaking with Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness about what we know so far of the intention of the government to prosecute Donald Trump for abusing classified documents. But Andy mentioned special counsel, and that's all also of interest because of decisions made by the Department of Justice and by the Attorney General and by the man from Delaware investigating allegations about the Biden family. And when we come back, that tangle also. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller with complicated family dynamics, perfect for fans who love suspense. NYT bestselling author Reed Farrell Coleman describes it as tense, evocative, and surprising. Upstanding Young Man grabs you and won't let go. Available now wherever books are sold.